Barbara Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has picked a global warming skeptic and staunch ally of the fossil fuel industry to head the country's Environmental Protection Agency. His choice, Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, has been a key critic of President Obama's plan to address climate change by slashing carbon emissions from the nation's power plants. Late Thursday, Mr. Trump continued his thank you tour of America with a rally in Des Moines, Iowa.
In filling my cabinet, I'm looking for people who fully understand the meaning of service and who are committed to advancing the common good.
Mr. Trump also took the occasion to honor Americans who are part of the armed services and pledged to improve the U.S. military readiness. A powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake hit off the coast of the Solomon Islands today. There was no immediately reports of casualties, and a tsunami warning for a wide swath of the South Pacific was later lifted. Quake also struck off the northern coast of the U.S. state of California. 6.5 magnitude tremor hit the Pacific Ocean about 400 kilometers northwest of San Francisco. There was no immediate reports of damage and injuries. Main challenger in Ghana's presidential election has said he is confident of victory, but called on supporters to give the Electoral Commission more time to do its work. Nana Akufo-Addo said and spoke to supporters in Accra as the Electoral Commission slowly released provisional results from Saturday's election. This is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the Syrian government has stopped all active military operations in eastern Aleppo in advance of a meeting between U.S. and Russian military experts on the situation in the city. Jan Egeland, senior advisor to the U.N. envoy to Syria, told a press conference Syria has given the U.N. permission to enter eastern Aleppo, but the organization is unable to deliver aid to the city if there is no pause in fighting.
We need, I would say, 48 hours, and then we are able to provide food for 150,000 people. It's there in West Aleppo. It's like crossing from east to west in Geneva.
Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he's hopeful about a potential ceasefire agreement with Russia to end the fighting in Aleppo. A U.N. human rights monitor has warned that the ethnic cleansing is underway in parts of South Sudan and warned the country is on the brink of a genocide. After a 10-day visit to South Sudan, Yasmin Suka, head of a U.N. Human Rights Council team, said people are being displaced from their homes through a process of starvation, gang rape, and burning of villages. John Glenn, the first U.S. astronaut to orbit the Earth, has died. Glenn also served for many years as a U.S. senator from the state of Ohio. President Obama issued a statement saying that Glenn's passing, our nation has lost an icon. President-elect Donald Trump took to Twitter to react to Glenn's passing. He tweeted, "Today we lost a great pioneer of air and space." When Glenn was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom some years ago, he had this to say.
For many, many thousands of years, people had looked up and wondered, they'd been curious, about what was up there. Now, we must consider ourselves among the most fortunate of all generations, for we have lived at a time when the dream became a reality.
Astronaut and Senator John Glenn, dead at 95. The head of Britain's Secret Intelligence Service says his country and Western nations are facing grave threats to their security as well as political systems from the hostile propaganda output and cyber attacks by rival states. Speaking to reporters at MI6 headquarters in central London, Alex Younger warned that risks at stake are profound and represent a fundamental threat to our sovereignty. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.